Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
It may not feel like an election year yet, but it most definitely is, and there are signs everywhere. What are we, about 49 weeks away from the midterm elections? And it doesn't really feel like an election year until after the calendar turns and you get into calendar year 2022. We start to see some primaries and ads and things start running. But there are signs everywhere that we are in an election year, and the most glorious sign of all is in my home state of Kansas, where Governor Laura Kelly, a liberal Democrat, if there ever was one, has realized it's an election year and she better start pivoting. This is straight out of the Obama playbook. And Biden, we're seeing the same thing. We'll make a good case here in the next few minutes about what's happening with Democrats now that they're headed for the ballot box in November. And we start with Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, who has released a one-line statement saying she will sign the new Freedom Bill in the state of Kansas. Republican lawmakers are pushing through the House and the Senate in the state of Kansas. It is essentially a policy in Kansas that says your employer cannot ask you any questions if you tell them for a personal reason you don't want to take the vaccine, that you don't have to take the vaccine. They can't pry into your medical records. They can't fire you. They cannot discriminate against you. It's basically a bill that says we support the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the laws on the books at the federal level that say your medical records are private between you and your doctor and your family. And nobody has a right to those. The public doesn't have a right to those. Your employer doesn't have a right to discriminate against you based on your health condition or your medical records or your religious beliefs or any other belief. Can't be done. We know this. We know what America was founded upon. And I think Governor Laura Kelly, who has in her time as governor, been up for the good fight against Republicans just to, I don't know, appease the far left, which is what Democrats like to do, is appease the far left, kick the can down the street. I don't know. I think she realizes, look, it's an election year. If I'm her, I'm going to go as conservative as I possibly can. I'm going to pivot to the middle, and I'm going to tell Kansans, look, I'm the only person in this race that's somewhere in the middle. I've got the big heart of a Democrat, but I'm not a crazy liberal. I don't want to fundamentally change the state of Kansas. I want people to keep working. I don't want you to lose your job over a vaccine. If you have a religious belief that you don't want to get the vaccine, that's fine. What this Kansas law basically says that Laura Kelly is supporting, and the Kansas City Star, the liberal media, all of the liberals in Kansas, the political operatives of the Democrat Party, their heads are exploding that she's supporting this. Okay, this is purely political on Laura Kelly's part. It essentially says, no questions asked. Your employer says, are you vaccinated? Or are you religious? It's my religion. I'm not getting the vaccine. They can't touch you in Kansas. Now, we don't know if this will be upheld by the feds, if the federal mandate goes into effect in January. My suspicion is about the last place they're going to go is Kansas and start trying to enforce it. They're doing it with federal employees. And have you noticed the vaccine rates with federal employees? And how few people, if you want full proof that the federal government is a complete liberal Democrat swamp, look at the vaccine numbers. They're reporting that 95% of federal workers are vaccinated. And I haven't heard about some mass exodus of people quitting. Have you? This program is designed, there's no question the federal mandate was designed to embolden and empower the Democrat Party in the trenches of the federal government. The Democrats will stay on. They will fall in line. They will get the vaccine. They will keep their jobs. And any independent thinking conservative American that believes in the Constitution and freedom and your individual rights will either leave or will fire them. It's a house cleaning of the government. Well, in the state of Kansas, as it applies to business, this also applies to unemployment, which is amazing that Laura Kelly is signing that. So if you're a conservative that doesn't want to get vaccinated and you don't have a job, you'll still be eligible for unemployment in Kansas. This is a fantastic bill. The Republicans basically said, we're backing up everything we know to be true in America. And that is, nobody has the right to discriminate against me because of my medical condition or medical records. You can't do it. Maybe there's some sort of common sense Democrat inside Laura Kelly that says, look, we can't beat this in court anyway. So why not just go along with it? But I haven't heard her say that. All I know is this is the first sign it's an election year. This is a pretty far right bill. And Laura Kelly's like, I'm on board. And other Democrats are not on board. So we're winning. We're winning because we see the numbers. We know what the American people are. We know what they believe in. We know that not a single person in the, well, I can't say that. There may be all kinds of liberals out there that don't care who has their medical records and don't care about their own privacy and just want to fall in line with the liberal think tank and say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go along with all these people because I'm a good liberal. And they say this is good for me and good for everyone. I'm going to abide by that. So I can't say everyone wants their privacy, but what do you figure the percentage of people in this country is that really wants their privacy, that doesn't want people to know whether they've had COVID, whether they go to a therapist for mental treatment of some sort, whether they want people to know, yeah, I had a cyst removed, or I got a shot or a vaccine. People don't really want other people to know that stuff. They don't want you to know that you got a goiter or a mole in a bad spot. You don't want people to know everything about your body, do you? Most people don't. Your spouse may know, your family may know, those close to you, you will confide in and know, but most people want to keep their conditions and what their life is private. Most people want that. I believe that. And that's what this falls under, and we have that right in this country, and I think this is a good move by Laura Kelly. I don't think it's going to save her. I really don't. I don't see how Eric Schmidt doesn't win the governorship in Kansas. I just don't. I think the voting will be up. We've seen a resurgence in numbers of people voting, and that will be a death knell for Laura Kelly. What, you know, and the first thing they should do, and I will, if I get the governor's ear or anybody's ear in the Republican Party in Kansas, the first thing they need to do, they need to, you know, maybe Schmidt needs to step up and say, look, I'll just do a 2-year term. Let's re-vote in 26, or I'm sorry, in 24. I'll do 2 years. Let's change the law. Let's have the governor voted on in Kansas the same year as president. Let's not have it as an off-year election. They should change that in Kansas. Democrats wouldn't win the governorship again. This would be a shrewd move by Republicans, because when the turnout is massive, like a presidential election, Republicans win. That's what happens in Kansas. I'd get it changed, and I'd be the guy. If I were running for governor and I won next year, I'd be the governor who steps up and says, let's change the law. I'll rerun in 24, but let's get this cycle back on a 4-year period when the president is on the ballot. So a lot of things going on here, but this is great. I mean, we're 50 weeks from the election, and I don't think federal courts are coming after businesses in Kansas. Thomas Massie, the Kentucky Republican, said it best this week. He put out a tweet. This is really everything you need to know about where we are entering an election year. And this should be the Republican mantra, I think, going forward. Thomas Massie, a Kentucky Republican, tweeted out, 18 months, 2 presidents, $5 trillion, 3 jabs, and a shredded constitution into 15 days of slowing the spread. That's right. 18 months, 2 presidents, $5 trillion, 3 jabs, and a shredded constitution into slowing the spread. That's where we are. Because we're not stopping COVID. We're not stopping COVID. KKHI is brought to you by Finch Knife Company, a great local knife company. Spencer and Steve are guys I've known for a long time. Finch Knife Company, every single knife is designed right here in their design studio in Kansas City, which is fantastic. They're a great young company that basically came out of the pandemic. They use 154 cm U.S. steel for the blades. These are pieces of art. They are not tactical knives. These are good old-fashioned pocket knives, the kind of thing you like to just keep on you and have on you. They're great. They're available online at finchknifeco.com. That's finchknifeco.com. Keep life from getting dull with Finch knives. They're made of mother-of-pearl, wood handles, bone, beautiful pieces of art. These are collectible pieces. They are not as expensive as a lot of other knives. Their price point is roughly $89 to $140. There are knives of this caliber that go $500 and up. They have 6 to 8 designs per year. Their entire showcase is online at finchknifeco.com. Check out the Cherry Bomb. I now have the Cherry Bomb. Spencer sent me a Cherry Bomb. I like it in black. The Cherry Bomb obviously started in red, but now they make the same knife in a beautiful black. It's just gorgeous. It is a fantastic pocket knife. These are great Christmas gifts. Finch Knife Company is proud to be conservative. They are proud to serve rural Midwesterners. The kind of dudes that carry a pocket knife, that have it on them for multiple uses, multiple reasons. You like to have that pocket knife in your pocket, or if you like to collect them and display them, you have to check out Finch Knives online at finchknifecompany.com. Kansas City, born and bred. Good stuff right there with Finch Knife Co. Also, big week out at B-Stock. This is Black Friday, so everybody's going out and buying computers, Sonos speakers, accessories, laptops, printers, Apple products, televisions. It's on everybody's mind here. B-Stock beats everybody's Black Friday price, period. No questions asked. They beat it. They're not matching it. Their everyday prices will likely beat the Black Friday prices, but even if they don't, which is very rare, this may be the only week of the year where anybody advertises something low and you're like, okay, so Sam's Club is offering this. You show it to them at B-Stock and they will beat that price. You will save money. Brand new items, order online. They ship anywhere and usually ship the same day on most items. Rush shipping is available as well. Bstock.net. There's no dash in there. It's all one word. B-S-T-O-C-K. Bstock.net. Anywhere they ship or visit them in their warehouse this week for Black Friday. 14680 South Flaming Road. You won't believe how low the prices are and how great the selection is. Good stuff right there from Bstock.net. All right, so we see these laws changing in Kansas. And, well, not really changing. It's a shame that these legislatures are having to put laws on the books that basically just back up what the Constitution is already supposed to provide you. Because apparently now we're at a point where the President of the United States can just circumvent all the laws of the country or the Constitution and run it and be a dictator. This is what they accuse Trump of. But I think Obama started it. I don't think George W. Bush did much of this, but I think Obama did a lot of it. There were a lot of things that he just signed into executive order, said this is what we're going to do. We don't care what the laws of the land are. For example, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is not executing his oath of office to protect Americans and uphold the laws of the land because he is allowing the borders to be open and people to flood in illegally. He's allowing that to happen. He has told his agencies, the swamp creatures, to stand down. They're very frustrated at the border. These people do not want to stand down. They want to keep people out, and they're not allowed to do it. That's against the law, if you ask me. We have to get back to a constitutional republic where the Constitution matters. All the Democrats want to do is get rid of the Constitution. It is their goal. But our theme today is it's an election year. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like Thanksgiving week. It feels like the election year is next year. But it's showing everywhere. We saw a report released now from the CDC about COVID. This is remarkable. The CDC, this is their numbers now, they released all the numbers through May. Now they just released them all through October. So apparently they like to go 6 months at a time, whatever. In the cover of darkness last week, almost like the Chiefs announcing that they are paying off the little girl's family, the CDC announced that 146 million Americans have natural immunity because they've had COVID. That's almost half the population. But that number's low, and I'll explain it why in a moment. The CDC then explains that only 1 in 4 people that got COVID even went to a doctor. So 75% of the people just nothing. They don't do anything. They just wait it out for a day or two, and it's over. There were 7.5 million total hospitalizations through October of 2021. The majority of those were for something else. And they found COVID in the hospital. You're in the hospital with COVID. Oh, okay. Boom. You hit your head. It's bleeding. You go to the hospital. You get some stitches. And the first thing they do at the emergency room is they test you for COVID. And they go, uh-oh, here's your stitches and you have COVID. COVID hospitalization or emergency room visit. It's insane. 7.5 million is an overinflated number of hospitalizations. There were 921,000 what the CDC is now calling, quote, estimated deaths. Because 94% of them, according to the CDC, this is very important, 921,000 deaths, 94% of which had serious underlying conditions, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, cancer, respiratory ailment. The average age of a person with COVID that died was 77, and 94% of them had serious underlying conditions. This has been a sham. This has been the greatest sham of our lifetime. The CDC believes and reports there is a 4-to-1 ratio, okay, a 4-to-1 ratio of people that we actually know had COVID and had COVID. This is the natural immunity numbers that they put out that the media won't release. Even conservative media won't release these numbers. Why? We've talked about this great length. Why won't Fox News do this? Why won't Fox News lock in on the numbers I'm giving you today directly from the CDC? Why will they not do that? Because every commercial break is for Pfizer. Every commercial break is a federal government PSA for getting the shot. Every ounce of revenue coming in is this giant COVID stimulus for media in this country. Everyone but KKHI. We get no COVID big pharma money here. We get none of that. But it seems like every other media do. In some way, they got something going on. So the CDC says there's a 4-to-1 ratio of people that actually we know had COVID, either showed up at the doctor, got tested, whatever, a 4-to-1 ratio. Well, if that's true, then their number, they're still trying to cook the numbers. Their number of 146 million with natural immunity does not add up. The number, if there's a 4-to-1 ratio of the of people we know that were tested, positive, been to the doctor, whatever, treated for COVID, if we take that number and multiply it by 4, that means the actual natural immunity in America is 190 million, which is well over half the people. And if we start extracting kids out of that, we're probably looking at 65 to 70% of adults in America that have had COVID, natural immunity. I've always thought it's higher than that. I just think there's an enormous number of people out there that have no idea that they had it, haven't been tested, probably did. My guess would be 190 million is low. And this is just me guessing from all the reading that I've done. I would guess that 75% of the adults in America have had this thing. That could be low. It spreads really easily, and it doesn't make most people sick. Most people don't know they have it. It's like, you know, I've never been treated for the flu. I've never had a flu shot. Never. But I'm of a very strong belief that I've had the flu because I keep warding it off every year. I have immunity to it somehow. I don't get the flu. Why don't I get the flu? Because at some point, probably when I was 18, I got it. I was healthy. I didn't know it. And my body started working and has worked the last 30, 40 years to keep me from getting the flu again. That's what your body does. That's what good, healthy bodies do. And I think it's the same thing with COVID. I'm not a doctor. I'm not. I'm just telling you my thoughts. That's it. I'm just giving you my thoughts on this thing. But I love that the CDC has had to come clean on these things. Finally, they've had to come clean on so many of these things. And again, it's a reflection of it's an election year. Let's put this stuff out there. Let's get it out. Let's get it in the discourse. Conservative candidates all of 2022 should be reciting these numbers. And they should be saying, as far as we're concerned, COVID's over. If you're scared and you want to live at home, be scared and live at home. Everything else is over. Go live your life. This is America. Your freedoms are back. And this is ridiculous. Get the shot. Don't get the shot. It's up to you. Do your own research. Talk to your doctor. Make your individual decision. This is not for the government to decide for you. Very, very simple concept. Very simple. Another sign it's an election year and we are winning. The Democrats are in huge trouble on the federal level as well, and they know this. One of the most important things that has to happen for Democrats to have a chance by August, that gives them 60 to 75 days before the election, right? By August, the price of gas has to come down. It does. So Biden's cornered. He can't open the pipeline because he said, you know, Trump did that. That's an evil Trump pipeline. We can't have that. We can't have these cheap gas prices because apparently the pipeline's going to burst and what, birds are going to die or something? I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to hurt the environment. I don't understand how that pipeline was hurting the environment. It's beyond me. But it doesn't matter. He's appeasing to the left. So he's closed the pipeline. He made everybody happy. We're going to undo everything Trump did. And of course, undoing everything Trump did is bad for the country. Inflation has happened. We see this mostly in transportation, food, and housing. That's where we see it with inflation. Most people see it at the gas pump. You'll see it when your energy bill comes. You don't notice it as much as the grocery store. Most people aren't gigantic price shoppers. You know, they look, whatever. The simple solution is Walmart will win again because Walmart has the lowest prices on everything. Grocery, you want to save money on your groceries? Go to Walmart. That's easy. That's a money saver. A lot of people say, oh, I don't like it as well. The products aren't whatever. That's fine. But if you need to save money, that's where you go and everybody knows it. So the one thing you can't really price shop is gas prices. You got to drive. You got to drive to work. You got to drive your kids. You got to do whatever. You got to drive. If you're driving, you got to drive. And you see it immediately. When you fill up your tank, you're like, wow, that's high. That's the one place where you just go, boy, that's different than everything else. So Joe Biden has announced he's releasing 50 million barrels of oil from our strategic oil reserve. The strategic oil reserve is a World War II era relic where we hold all this oil in reserve in case we get into a war, so we have it. It's a great idea to have, but we have the ability to produce oil in this country faster than we can use it. So I don't know that a reserve is necessary, but he and several other countries, including the UK, even China, are all going to release part of their strategic oil reserves, which is not a bad idea anyway, because if it's reserves, that means it's sitting somewhere. That sounds worse for the environment to me than anything else. If it's just sitting there, and oil sitting someplace doesn't sound very good or efficient to me. This sounds like a global warming activist's worst nightmare to have a bunch of oil sitting around. That sounds worse than a pipeline. So 50 million barrels being released to try to bring the price of gas down after Joe Biden and everyone at the White House for 2 months has been blaming this all on the oil companies, saying they're greedy, they're price gouging. It's all on them. They found out America's not stupid. They played that card for 2 months. It never worked. Biden's numbers keep going down and down and down. And everybody's blaming gas prices on Joe Biden, and they should. It is Joe Biden. Your gas costing you that is Joe Biden. Period. It's one person. The buck stops there. So he's releasing 50 million barrels of oil, which is great. It should bring the price down. I don't know how much. I haven't read up on it. It should bring it down at least a little bit. Release more. Open the pipeline. If you want to win next year, put some of the Trump things back in. We're going to find out how serious they are about winning elections, because the way they like to win elections is to scare you or strong arm you. Let's see if they actually want to win one the fair way by not dumping ballots in the middle of the night, not ballot harvesting, not cheating through mail, not doing that. Let's see if they just want to go win one. If they want to go win one, just pick two or three of these Trump things. I'm telling you right now, the Democrats could keep the House if they closed the border and lowered gas prices. Americans would go, okay, they'll forget Afghanistan. It's terrible, but they will. Americans will forget that stuff. It's a simple concept. You close the border, Americans feel safer. You lower oil prices, they think the economy's better. If you do both those things, most Americans will say, I like the fact that Biden isn't Trump and he's mean tweeting. That's what'll happen. They could just win the things outright if they just took a couple of big deals for the American people and said, let's do this for the people. I'm scared they'll do it. I mean, it'd be great for us for a year, but it could really help him in the election. If he got tough on the border after the first of the year and they lower gas prices, these elections will be close. Those two things alone will make the elections close. So he's trying this, 50 million barrels of oil released, and he's going to try to bring the price down. We'll see if that works. It happens at a time where Joe Biden, this week it was announced, they have now done not just national polling in all 50 states. Joe Biden's polling numbers are underwater. That means he would lose. He is underwater against generic candidates in 45 of the 50 states. He is underwater. He is absolutely cooked. He's totally cooked. And as of now, the Democrats are cooked. 17 Democrats in the House have walked away and said they're not running next year. They're out. The Republican National Congressional Committee has a new campaign called DEL, D-E-L. It's the Democrats' exit list. And they've put a statement out this week that Thanksgiving is a great time for all the Democrats in the House to sit with their family and really ponder whether they want to retire or lose. It's fantastic. They've added 13 more congressional districts that this Thanksgiving will get pounded with advertising by the Republican National Committee explaining what the Democrats have done in those districts, why gas prices are high, what's happening at the border, all of these terrible things that are going on. There are 17 Dems already out, and they've targeted 13 more. Sherrese Davids, of course, is right in the crosshairs here. They're also redistricting in certain states. That alone should get Sherrese Davids out. This district has to be redistricted. Is that a word? It has to be redrawn. The district has to be redrawn, and that should cost Sherrese Davids her job. That should do it. So there'd be another one right there. But it's on. Make no mistake about it. It is on, and the ads are starting big time around the holidays because people sit and watch movies. They're home. There's Thanksgiving Day football. These are times where people are not busy, and you can get through to them. And the Republican National Committee is doing that in a big way this week as it is on. We're in election year. Your business is always on. That's why you need 360 Document Solutions. Mark Lindquist and his team, well, they're going to get you absolute customer satisfaction. That's the bottom line, is your company is going to be more efficient and save money if you bring 360 Document Solutions in to help you out. Whether it's IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems, outsourced IT, copiers, printers, you name it, they do it all. They're truly experts. Mark has been in this industry forever. He's bought and sold one company and started over again. That's how good he is at this. His customers swear by what he does in providing services for their company and creating real gain for their bottom line. Online at 360documentsolutions.com. And if you know a young professional or any professional, an old professional, looking for a great career change right now because of what's happening at your workplace, you want to work with other conservatives, 913-745-5344 is the number to call. Just call and ask for Mark. He's looking for sales reps. These are good jobs. You can make a lot of money anywhere in Western Missouri or the entire state of Kansas. You don't have to live in Kansas City. 913-745-5344 for 360documentsolutions.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. A lot of folks like to go car shopping around the holiday weekend. Let's do it this week in Excelsior Springs. Make the drive. It's a beautiful town. Have some lunch. Go for a walk. Their parks are gorgeous. The trees are beautiful right now. You walk along the creek and the streams. Excelsior Springs is God's country, man. It is beautiful. You want to get out and get some fresh air and breathe it in? Go make a day of it. Head to Excelsior Springs. While you're there, kick some tires on some Chevys, GMCs, or Buicks at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Excelsior Springs. Don't forget, you can always build your car online with them. Just contact them or go to robertsrobinson.com and see what they have in inventory. If you live 3 hours away and there's something there you like, you can buy it over the phone. They'll deliver it to you. They'll drive it right to you. If you live in Springfield, Missouri, and you want a car at Roberts Robinson, they'll bring it to you. They'll just make it happen. The customers say it. We just make it easy. At robertsrobinson.com. And Merriam Body Shop, striving to be the Quick Trip or Chick-fil-A of body shops. And that's true. You can go to a whole bunch of different corporate body shops around Kansas City and get the runaround and the delay and the, well, we're not sure. Oh, and there's a parts shortage. And, oh, there's this, that. Or you can go to Merriam Body Shop, walk in, pet the dogs, get your car completely detailed with a ceramic coating, make it look so sweet. What a great holiday gift that is. Or you got a couple of dents, paintless dent removal, or if you're in an accident, God forbid, and you need your car fixed up completely, Merriam Body Shop does it all. Ask for Justin. He'll give you a firm handshake. He'll look you in the eye, and he loves him some America. 913-362-1198 for the only place to take your car anywhere in the metro. Merriam Body Shop and the new car image just off I-35 and Johnson Drive. Okay, on to sports, and the Chiefs are off this week. So the headlines, I guess, here are Denver and Vegas in the division. You know, it wasn't very long ago, 3 weeks ago, we're like, oh, my God, look at this division. What's going to happen? Can the Chiefs were in last place. Chiefs were in last place. We're like, oh no, what's going to happen? I just never sold on Denver. I wasn't sure about the Raiders because they've been improving. But then the Gruden thing happened and Ruggs is gone and their corner got cut from the team after his car accident hit and run. They're a mess. They're an absolute mess. The Raiders are 5-5. Denver's 5-5. The Raiders are 5-5 after a 4-0 start, right? Weren't they 4-0? And now they're 5-5. And Derek Carr has spoken out, the quarterback of the Raiders, and said, quote, 20 years of this crap is enough, unquote. Derek Carr grew up a Raider fan. He went on to say it shouldn't always end like this crap. Now, he's ticked. He's made a lot of money there. And he's a good player, but not a great player. But the organization clearly has problems, and they're getting pulled apart at the seams right now. They play the Cowboys on Thursday, and I'll be shocked if this is a game. I think the Cowboys turn right around and do not to the Raiders what they did to the Falcons 2 weeks ago, but I think they just unload on the Raiders. Look, the Cowboys played Denver and couldn't score. They played the Chiefs and couldn't score. But their offense is outstanding. And I think this is where it shines. I think everybody scores on the Raiders at this point. And I think the Raiders are pretty easy to just quit. I'd like to think this is going to be a great game, a marquee game, and go down to the wire. But I think the Cowboys roll in this thing. And I think the Raiders are in a free fall. They come to Kansas City next week. I think the Chiefs beat them. I think they beat them by double digits. The Chiefs would still have two games left with Denver. This thing is really looking up for Kansas City. I mean, it's really looking up. There's no doubt about it. It's really looking up. The schedule's getting easier. Team's playing better. They get a bye week here. Anybody with a nick or a bruise or whatever, they got time to just sit back and chill now for a couple of weeks, enjoy Thanksgiving. This is all good. There's nothing but good things out there for the Chiefs. The only bad thing that happened this past weekend was the Chargers and the Ravens each pulled the rabbit out of the hat at the end of the game. They weren't lucky. I can't say they were lucky. They made plays. They made plays and got it done. But, boy, it could have been an unbelievable week for the Chiefs. They could have been the two seed after the weekend. Right now they're the four seed in the playoffs. The Chiefs could have been the two seed with only Tennessee ahead of them. I still think it's going to be a hard time passing Tennessee. I mean, the Chiefs are going to have to do something close to running the table, which would be winning six straight games. Would 5 out of 6 do it? Maybe. That'd be 12-5. I doubt 12-5 would get you the one seed, but it might. You never know. The Titans could fall apart. Anything they say is possible, right? So it's a fun week. Sit back, just root for teams to lose. Any AFC team you see, just root for them to lose. It's not much more complicated than that. But boy, big time frustration for the Raiders where Derek Carr is saying this crap is enough, and they're getting ready to play the Cowboys on Thursday. Also, Black Friday is a great time. Well, not necessarily Black Friday, but Thanksgiving weekend, we do a lot of shopping. It's a great time to visit Joslyn's Jewelry. They don't really have Black Friday specials. That's not what Joslyn's is. They sell things every day low. They're pretty amazing. They're family-owned and operated. 95th and Antioch. There's no commissions for their sales reps. If you're looking for a great holiday gift for someone special in your life, or if you're ready to pop the question, Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, is the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. Do me a favor. When you go in there, tell them Kevin sent you. Just say you've been listening for years, you know all about Joslyn's, and that's why you are there. Makes a difference. Thank you very much. Amazing Garage Floors. Next week is my week. Hutch is coming out. He's bringing the team. My Garage Floor is going to be amazing. It's getting painted this week, the walls, and then the floors next week, and that will be like the last finishing touch on the new house. I mean, we'll continue to do more things. We still need furniture, right? And our shades aren't in yet. Every morning when the sun, we love our house because we're not going to have any, we've got evening shade and stuff in the summer and trees all around. But very early in the morning when the sun comes up, we have about an hour of low sun right now that comes in through our bedroom windows. So we don't have those on, we don't have the shades on there yet, but they're supposed to be here. It's the supply chain. Of course it's the supply chain. You know where there's no supply chain issues? John Hutchins and Amazing Garage Floors. They just keep doing floors every day. They just keep doing them. If you want to get it, this is not a luxury anymore, guys. This is a necessity. This is the way your garage is meant to be. AmazingGarageFloors.net, 913-901-7139. And, of course, TJ and the team at Back9Development.com and the Solheim Condominiums at Grand Mere in Manhattan. Ooh, go check them out. Great investment properties. Or if you're looking at a room addition, a commercial property, or custom homes, Back9 Development is there for you. Anywhere in the Midwest. Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Back9Development.com. One other football note, and that is on Fox yesterday, on Fox Sports 1, Colin Cowherd yesterday announced the new USFL. That's right. It starts in the spring of 22. This is a little different. This is a little different because this is Fox Sports starting a league. It is a television entity starting the league. So there will never be any rights fees or anything like that. Think of it like this. These big companies start, take your pick. What's the big show on Fox? Oh, Masked Singer. I think The Masked Singer is the number one show on TV, and it's the highest budget thing Fox does. So they spend all this money to produce this show. The costumes alone cost like $50,000. Each costume you see on The Masked Singer costs tens of thousands of dollars to build, to design, build, make, and do. It's exorbitant. There's no question about it. It's excessive. There's all kinds of things. They do it because it makes money and it gets eyeballs and they get their money back when people watch. So this is what they're gamblers. You know, they go out and spend, movie studios will spend $100 million on a movie and another $100 million to promote it. And then it does 87 at the box office and they've lost $113 million. These companies gamble. They gamble with content. So this, by gambling, by the nature of what they do and what these big corporations do, this isn't that big. They're going to have franchises and investors locally in all these places eat most of the costs of operating the franchise, right? They're going to be the television partner, but it's basically Fox Sports USFL. And it starts in spring of 22, and it's essentially the same teams as before. You know, 30 years ago, New Jersey Generals, that was Donald Trump's team. New Jersey Generals are back. Birmingham has a team. New Orleans, it's a lot of the same kind of places that have teams. I keep thinking at some point spring football is going to work and it's going to work well. It's not going to be the NFL. It's not going to be college football, but it's going to work. People will watch. Baseball can be boring. You don't watch other baseball teams. You only watch your baseball team. You don't watch other NBA teams. If you have an NBA team or a player that you like, you watch them and not the others. Hockey's the same way. The only sport you watch, you're excited that the Raiders are playing the Cowboys Thursday. It's the only sport like that. And everybody tries to tap into this with spring football, and one of these times it's going to work. It will. It has to be the right business model. It doesn't have to have 75,000 fans in the stands. People in the seats are a dying thing. We'll talk about that more in a moment as it pertains to the dreadful start to the college basketball season. But they'd like to sell tickets. They want it to look good. This is mostly going to be NFL rules. They're hiring a lot of NFL people to work in the league. It has a better than 50% chance of failing and not being around in 5 years. I'll cede that point to you. So you're not going to get me making some bold prediction that this is real, it's going to work, and it's some giant thing, because I don't know that. I know spring football is extremely popular with college fans. Very popular. And there is no spring football in the NFL. And if it isn't, why not tap into football-centric markets, put a team out there, see if people will go. Get the betting lines out there on people's phones, because everybody's betting on their phones now. And let's have some fun with it. I think it's got a chance. I like the fact that a television network, it's basically their league. And I think that gives them a chance. The USFL starting up in 2022 on Fox Sports. Goodness knows they got enough channels to put programming on, and they need to have content. When people laugh and go, oh, that's so stupid of Fox to do that, most things fail. You know how many new shows Fox put on this year that will be off the air next year that fail? They will have lost millions of dollars on those shows. They'll put them on and nobody watches. But sometimes you develop The Masked Singer and it becomes a global property. There's now a Masked Singer in Australia. There's a Masked Singer in Europe. They own them all. They own them all. They got a giant hit on their hands. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars every year off The Masked Singer, off one show. That's how it works. You swing for the fences. If the USFL, imagine this. Imagine this is the spring football league that works and the USFL is around for 20 years or 50 years or until we die. Imagine if that happens, how much money Fox will make because they did it. Just imagine what billions and billions and billions of dollars. It is so worth the risk for a corporation like Fox. I hope it works because I love football. Sometimes I feel like I can't get enough football. College basketball is up and running. Boy, it was a terrible night for Kansas State and Missouri. I mean, it's really looking like this season is going to be about Kansas and not much else. Kansas is really good. Kansas State was so bad, I stopped watching. They were down 18. The line on the game was 8. They were down 18, and somehow they lost by 8. I'd love to give you some great insight on how they did that, but I wasn't watching, so I didn't see it. In fact, I think I nodded off. I was trying to watch the football game, and it was boring because the Bucks were pounding the Giants. But K-State somehow clawed back and got within 8, which was exactly the line, so they pushed. For anybody that would bet on something like that, I think betting on a K-State basketball game, by and large, is just a really bad idea. I can probably say the same thing for Mizzou. They had a thrilling overtime win over SMU in the tournament they're playing in, which is a good win. But then they just get bombed by Florida State. Bombed. I mean, bombed. Ooh, it was bad. The crowds at these tournaments everywhere are bad. Kansas City's crowds are better than most. I'm going on Tuesday night. I'll let you know. I'm pretty sure the upper deck is closed. We'll see. Maybe a couple sections of it are open. We'll see. I mean, Sprint Center, T-Mobile Center is too big for this tournament. But there were people in the seats for the K-State game. There were Arkansas fans drove up. You could see that. There were some Illinois fans. They get teams that are within driving distance that they know can bring a few hundred people. That helps. So they have four teams here, all within driving distance, that they know for sure will bring at least 500 people. So each school has at least 500 there. So that's good. Cincinnati looked great. They beat Illinois. Illinois looked just like they did when they lost in the tournament last year. They looked awful. So K-State will play Illinois. Cincinnati will play Arkansas on Tuesday night. Sprint Center, T-Mobile Center crowds are better than most of these places. If you've been watching, who goes to college basketball games in November? The season starts earlier than ever. They've actually made the season longer for college basketball, and I don't understand any of it. I wouldn't. TV networks control this. Maybe they need inventory this week. I don't know, because they're not really, who's watching? It used to be a thing. We used to watch these tournaments and go, wow, it was so cool. Nobody, I mean, even Kansas fans aren't really into basketball yet. They're getting there. Maybe it's the fact that the Chiefs are so good in Kansas City and we live in a bubble. I don't know. But no, it's really on when the conference season starts. When you get to January and beyond, then, you know, it really starts then. But I don't ever remember it this bad. And there's empty seats, and even KU's advertising for tickets are available. You can just call and order tickets at KU. This is, maybe it's pandemic. I don't know what, maybe it's oversaturation of content and product. There's too many choices out there. There's too many things. There's a million things it could be. I just know it's happening. And I know it's not as meaningful as it used to be. It's not as big. College basketball is not as big as it used to be. A big part of this was Missouri leaving. You know, we don't have Norm Stewart and Roy Williams coaching. We don't. KU beats up everybody. Other schools aren't trying as hard as KU. That's obvious. The NCAA is going to prove that to us. I mean, it's not a fair fight, and so it's not that interesting. And I think a lot of K-State Missouri fans have moved on and just said, hey, we want to win our football game Friday. Missouri wants to beat Missouri doesn't care about losing to Florida State last night. They want to beat Arkansas Friday. K-State wants to beat Texas Friday. They're in a K-State fan tonight at T-Mobile Center. If I walk up and ask them, will you take another loss tonight to beat Texas on Friday? Yes. 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 Of course. An 8-4 football season? Great. Bruce Weber's team limping around, not doing much? Eh, that's fine. We won 8 football games. Look at us. Yay me. It's just how it is. Fry Orthodontics is Kansas City's go-to location for that perfect smile. Your smile's just the start at Fry Ortho. It really has to do with the way they treat you. It's less time. It's less painful. It costs less. They do everything right. Your appointments are on time at Fry Orthodontics. And what a lot of people don't know is, you know, if you have something wrong with your smile, what you don't know is what happens after it's fixed. Your confidence is through the roof. It changes the way people look at you and think of you. Fry Orthodontics, consider it. The first appointment's free. Just call them up and say, I want to check this out. Is there anything you can do? I got this smile. I'd really like to be better. What can you do? Give them a chance. FryOrthodontics.com or call 469-9191. And, of course, Buck Roofing. Ron Buck and his team at Buck Roofing are available 24/7 for emergencies, so you can sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. We finish with a note from Hollyweird. I'm not big on celebrity news, but this couple really bothers me. We watch the show. We skim the show. We don't watch it. We skim it because it's up against Monday Night Football, and I'm back and forth. I'm all over the place. We like The Voice because we like Blake Shelton. I think he's entertaining and interesting. The show, the singers are good. There's a lot to like about the show. John Legend is really a very difficult person for me because when I watch The Voice, I really like John Legend. He seems like a sweet, caring man who is so nice to the contestants and so likable and peaceful and all those things. And then you remember he is a radical liberal who's married to the craziest woman in Hollywood, Chrissy Teigen. She's loco. She is always in trouble. I can't believe she hasn't been canceled. Her products have been taken from the shelves at many stores. She nuts. I mean, this is crazy. If people on the left thought Trump was crazy, Chrissy Teigen is Trump times 10. She is out of her freaking mind crazy. And I look at this man, I go, well, there's a sweet man. But my God, he's married to a crazy person, which says a lot about him. It means he's crazy. He played at Obama's inauguration. He campaigned against Trump. He's done all these things. He's a huge BLM left-wing bomb thrower. But God, he looks like the sweetest man on there, and you just want to like him to death. It's really when his wife does crazy stuff that I'm reminded that John Legend is not what you see on that show. He's not. He appears to be kind of an everyman, a likable guy. He's not. These are limousine liberals. Chrissy Teigen went on social media and was celebrating the fact that she got eyebrow transplants. Okay, so just like me, this is the first time you've heard of an eyebrow transplant. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know there was such a thing. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You can transplant hair. You can transplant anything you want. You can do an eyebrow transplant. So she's on social media celebrating that she got her eyebrow transplant. And boy, did they come after her. Tone deaf, idiotic, stupid. My favorite response to Chrissy Teigen was from a lady who sent to her on Twitter, quote, "I don't have eyebrows. I have thyroid disease." And that really is all you have to know about limousine liberals and the Hollywood elite and Chrissy Teigen. She gets blasted so hard, she comes back on social media hours later and says, "You guys need to calm down. You're going to have a heart attack. I don't understand why everybody's always on me over everything." And that's exactly the point. She doesn't understand why people are on her. She's on social media sharing with the world that she got eyebrow transplants. Why? I just told you the majority of Americans don't want people to know what they're doing in their lives. They don't want them to know about medical procedures. What is it with this culture of these women in Hollywood that they get a boob job, they get a facelift, they get whatever. They want the whole world to know what they're doing. What is that? Is that a desperate cry for attention? Is there some hole in your life that you're fulfilled by getting people excited that you got eyebrow transplants? You're a sick person, Chrissy Teigen. That's just weird. If you got an eyebrow transplant, would you tell anybody? Like, I think you should go to Fry Orthodontics and get a beautiful smile. I do. I think it'd be great for you. If you don't like your smile, if you've dealt with it for years and you think it should be better, or if your kids, you know, they're going to need braces or Invisalign, Fry Ortho's great. But you don't go running around telling the world. Do you go on social media and say, "Looky here, I've been bald for 17 years and I just got a new toupee. Look at this." Do you do that? No, nobody does that. No, nobody does that. When you go get caps on every tooth you have, you get all new white teeth and suddenly people are like, "Ooh, those are new teeth." Do you put it on social media? No, you don't. You know, about the only thing people would brag about is before and after photos of losing weight. Really? I don't even understand this. I don't understand her. I don't understand how she doesn't understand that people see that in a time where gas is $5 a gallon in a lot of places and go, "Good God, I hate this woman." I don't know how they, look, I do know how they make it. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen survive in Hollywood because they're liberals. That's it. If they were doing this stuff, they'd be Roseanne. They'd long be canceled. It's really, truly embarrassing for her. All right, please remember to tell your friends about KKHI. Hit that like or follow button. That helps a lot. It really does. And if you would like to contribute to our Christmas campaign, we have 350 kids in need for presents this year. Christmas Shining Star is our chosen charity. The number, if you'd like to donate, is 816-659-8243. I'll give it to you again in a moment. If you want to hit pause and grab a pen, I'll give you the number again in a moment. The other way is through the patron program, and we're now up to, I think it's over, it's almost $500 has been donated through the patron program, which I'm going to double. That makes it $1,000. We'll go up to $5,000 total. $5,000 total. If you want to become a patron, sign up for $5. I'll double that. Sign up for $100 and I'll double that, and you can dump the subscription in a month, or you can take it down to $5 and stay on as a patron. Whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to donate it through the patron program, feel free to do so. If you're already a patron, you can donate it there by increasing what you give right now. I'll see the running total. We're going to cut this off December 15th, and whatever is raised there, I will double up to $5,000. And so it's a no-lose deal. It's doubling whatever you donate. And then I'll, of course, remind everybody through the email and the newsletter and the patron podcast to take your subscription back down to where it was. I'll remind every single person. Get it back down where it was. Let's just do this for a month. Let's see how much we can raise. I'll double it. And it's coming out of the patron program, and there it goes. And we'll help Christmas Shining Star. So I think we're close to $500 now through the patron program, which is $1,000. And it's only $60 per kid. So now we're at about 17 kids. I think the patron program has covered 17 kids for Christmas already. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Please help. Please consider either through the patron program or by calling 816-659-8243. If you call the number, you can actually go shopping for a kid. You can take your kids to go shop for a kid you don't know. They'll give you a list and say they're looking for a teddy bear, a jacket, a basketball, you know, whatever. And then you have about a $60 budget is what they recommend. And you go buy the gifts on that list for about $60 with your family. It is a great exercise for the holidays. You will love doing it. Call them and volunteer your time and go shopping for the kids. It's awesome. Do it. Think about it. Become a shopper for Christmas Shining Star. 816-659-8243. That's 816-659-8243. And become a shopper and gift giver this holiday season with Christmas Shining Star in Kansas City, Missouri, and St. Joe. That's where it helps the kids. Got 350 families, 350 kids in families. And I she said they had 250 covered. We've covered about 20 by now. So I think we need about 75 more kids to be taken care of in some fashion or another. If you can just do, if you can have one kid you buy gifts for, it'll be huge. 816-659-8243. And help along with Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.